It's an amazing thing, sir.
The Bible is all about truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the Holy
Spirit. No man comes to the Lord, but through me.
Amen. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. And Jesus said, the word is the truth. But we find an amazing thing when we go in the streets to preach in America. You know what we find? Many people claim to be Christians.
They're not.
Do they care about truth, brother?
No.
Hardly
no.
Anybody cares about truth, because the churches, from Roman Catholic all the way down, all of them are false. We don't belong to a church system. We just follow Christ. They've abrogated, they've twisted, they've perverted the truth of God, and they've told people, just believe in Jesus, and as long as you believe, you're going to heaven. We're all sinners, and you're good to go. That is absolutely not the truth. The Bible says, by faith in the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, the only way. The Bible, his first words, calls us to
the blood.
The stake. Yeah, he died on a stake, which is a tree. Yeah. Cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. We have to repent. And when we repent, we can get the cleansing, the blood. We can get the hope of the new life.
Lost in that blood.
Yeah. And then,
the power of God.
But the Bible says when we repent, when God sees a willing vessel, what's repentance? Change your mind, change your ways. Which is generally three things are the main problem here in America, all over the world, but most.
Renew your mind.
We're in America. You got to repent of your flesh. Your flesh is your enemy.
Yep.
You got to repent of false man-made religion that's on every corner.
Yep.
Every denomination, name one, I'll tell you why they're false. And then you got to repent of the culture. The culture has set the standard in how people act, dress, talk, live, spend their time. But you know what? God has a standard that's much higher than the culture's. And the culture makes you a friend of the world, which the Bible says makes you an enemy of God. So we must be like this from the world. Now, we go into it to preach it, but we don't live like it. And then the last part of the gospel.
We're in the world, but not of the world.
Yeah, which means we don't partake in it. The Super Bowl's playing. Any Christian that loves God, that knows holiness, and would partake of the corrupt, pagan, worldly, carnal NFL is not seeking the kingdom of God. They're living with one foot in Satan's kingdom, and they think they're in God's kingdom.
Yeah, the Lord spoke and said, my church is one foot in the world and one in the church.
Where did he say that?
No, I heard it. Oh. I heard it.
That's against what the Word of God said. Jesus said,
No.
My kingdom is not of this world.
No, I'm saying the American church.
Oh.
The American church has a rule. They have one foot in the church,
now
and one in the world.
I would agree with that. Yeah. And they're actually, they're not even the body of Christ, because they don't have the fruits of him. And on our website, don'tperish.com, for free, we don't take people's money, we all work and support ourselves, we teach people that gospel I proclaimed to you, how to follow it, and what it's going to cost you. And most people think that salvation is a gift of God, and it is a gift, but most people think it's free. Did you know the Bible actually adds the word free in various translations, but it is not free. It actually costs you to receive eternal life, and that is, Jesus said, you can live your life and suffer the second death, wrath, and hell. Oh, would you like forgiveness? Okay, you get that. It's a gift. You got to give up that life. That's the cost, and come and join and follow.
Sin no more.
I'm
everybody
sorry.
Everybody he touched and healed. Sin no more. He told.
Yes. Well, I don't know everybody, but he did say to the woman.
But in the flesh, it's a very hard battle. You have to, like the horses.
You just said the word fight. Jesus said strive to enter through the straight gate. That word means fight. Do you belong to a church system?
No.
You don't?
No.
You don't go to a church system at all?
No.
Good for you.
I watch all the preachers and I sit down with stuff.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you. Tessa, ready? You watch them like on the internet or TV or whatever?
No, on TV.
Name a biblical one. Fully biblical. Name one that holds to all the sound doctrines of Christ and has come out of the world and preaches that gospel.
I'm saying I sit out things that I know is not right.
Yeah. See, the Bible doesn't tell us to do that.
But I've got three or four that I've watched.
Like who? Name something.
And they read and they, you know, they preach and they read out of the Bible.
Could you name one?
John Hagee.
Oh! John Hagee.
Like him.
Oh, no, he's an unbiblical man. He sells the things of God. He's got a cult-like following. He's popular and famous with millions of followers. No. He's part of the problem of Christianity in America because he's become a big business. And so here's the thing,
they
ready?
All have.
Well, but that's the thing, ready? Jesus would call the parents, and here's the thing, sir. If you love God, you obey God's word. Guess what God's word? What does God's word tell us to do with false teachers, brother?
Mark and avoid them.
Mark and avoid them. Romans 16, 17. But by continuing to follow them, you're not obeying God. You're watching them on TV.
Yeah. But
that's taking their teaching.
I only take what I know.
The Bible doesn't say to do that because they're actually going to poison you. They will.
I'm solid you, in the Lord.
Have you repented of all your sin and come out of the world in every false way? What do you mean? What flesh can't you kill with the power of the Holy Spirit? What sin can't you overcome with the power of the Holy Spirit?
Things that I don't even know about. Like, people can aggravate me. And I get agitated when people cut me off.
Overcome that,
On the road and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And anger comes against them. And then I have to repent.
So what do you do for biblical fellowship with people face to face to hold you accountable to God's word? He has a TV that our hirelings won't do that.
No, no. Every day I have a one-on-one with God.
But God calls his people to come together.
Prayer. Well,
you know us now. Would you like to communicate that we could test each other to the word of God and edify each other? John 13 says this will be the sign of the world, their love for each other.
Well, I have family that I have.
I do too, but I always make time for the people of God because I love the people of God.
I'm a loner.
That's not of God.
I know, yeah.
You need to repent of that. That's a sin that might damn your soul.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
One-on-one with God and the Holy Spirit is my truth. And I know when he speaks.
God still speaks to you?
Yeah.
Out loud?
Like you're talking.
Oh, my. Sir, that doesn't happen today. That might be demons speaking to you. Should I be writing in the back of my Bible
you? You don't understand. He's woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
How?
I've even had an out-of-body experience.
Oh my, that's not of God, sir. That doesn't happen anymore. You deceive.
I know the difference of God and the devil.
It goes against God's word, sir. It's not of God.
Yeah.
You need to repent of that.